Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everybody. It's Scorpio's talking, and it's Ann Ortley talking to you from the bright red desk here in Manhattan on a overcast morning. And I'm joined by my friend Michael up there in the beautiful burbs of Hudson. You there, Michael?
I am here.
Yeah. And you are, eh?
I am.
I am Sam. I am Michael.
I'm Michael Kohberg. I'm a psychotherapist in Hudson, New York, and in New York City.
Yeah.
And I'm in Hudson today.
With the bird. How's the bird doing?
She's doing well. We were up very early and had coffee and some time together.
Okay.
Then I left her downstairs
in
her cage and came back upstairs. Talk to you.
To your beautiful bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, we're here on Scorpio's Talking, and Jupiter just went into Scorpio, Michael. That happened, and everybody goes, whoa. And then Tuesday morning, and now we have a year of Scorpio. So all your Scorpio planets, and of course mine too, are up and running, and everybody's really feeling the Scorpio shift. And what it does is it makes all this stuff come out into the open. Because Scorpio is kind of like, he knows where all the bodies are buried and all the secrets and stuff. And so when Jupiter goes into him, Jupiter's a sky god. So he kind of goes, see what I got? And also, I always think of Jupiter and Scorpio as he's putting on his leather jacket, revving up the Harley, getting ready to roll. And so we have a lot of energy around that, this energy right now. So it's, imagine Easy Rider. Imagine Jupiter just revved up all the planets, revved up into Scorpio, and he woke up, and in everybody's chart, he woke up all your Scorpio planets. So I've seen, I monitor the world through Facebook, among other things, but Facebook has all these people going, you know what, I just don't think I can do it anymore. I think I have to leave. I have to stop. I have to go. Because the passion now has shifted on a different level. So.
To what?
To Jupiter and to Scorpio.
No, I understand, but so... I still don't have a visceral sense of...
of what it's going to do?
Yeah, why are people saying, I don't think I can do it anymore, I have to stop?
Because of the overwhelm. Because Scorpio is very... It's got this sense of you suddenly found yourself in the middle of the Everglades and the alligators are attacking.
Mm-hmm.
So, Scorpio energy. And you look around, you see alligators everywhere. And then over there is a cottonmouth, and then there's mosquitoes biting your eyes. So it's kind of, when we first go into a new sign, the sign is, ooh, sorry, Remo. I got a cat here on the desk, and he just jumped from something. What bit your butt? It wasn't me. I wasn't doing it. Remo's a Scorpio, so he's been very sensitive the last couple of days, too. He's a Scorpio moon. Yeah, I think it hatchets up the sensitivity. It hatchets up the intensity and the passion, and sometimes that can be almost overwhelming because it feels like there's a push for depth, there's a push for exposure, there's a push for finding out the secrets, all the Scorpio energy of passion and intensity, and then on a bad day, paranoia and obsession gets amplified. So people that are obsessed get more obsessed. And people that, and everybody gets a little territorial because they're all like, well, what's in it for me? Because Scorpio counts the money, it pays attention to what's going on with the money and what's going on with this. And it's psychologically kind of a deeper time, so I'd written to my web mistress about, did she want to do a website? And she's like, do you know how many pages there are in it? I'm like, no, I just asked if you wanted to do it. You don't have to, because I'm aware that the Jupiter went into Scorpio, and so she's like, there's a lot of pages in that website, Ann. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. Now, that is not something she's ever said to me before, right, when I refer people to her or whatever. But Scorpio amplifies everything. Obviously, pages are an area that she pays attention to, but I didn't know about it before. And I said, well, there might be a lot of pages. I don't know. I'm new. I'm on the board. They're looking for website people, and you're really good. And if you want the gig, let me know. I'll put you in. And if you don't, how much, what's their budget? I'm like, I don't know. We got a, somebody offered $1,000, somebody offered $10. You know, put what do you want to charge? You know, there's an intensity there, you know. So, did that help? Did I explain it a little better?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an intensity. Everything's intense. You know, and Scorpio, of course, you know, my analogy for them, I did a program the other day with someone. I did a recording for a conference they're broadcasting on food and how we, you know, how the different signs eat, because they all eat differently. And my analogy with Scorpio, of course, is, you know, as they're reaching for the check, they look at you and they go, so we go into your house? You know, there's always a quid pro quo, or there's a keeping track of how much did I get versus you, or what did you get versus me. And
that's certainly not me.
Huh? No, I know that's not you, because you're a real Scorpio and you've evolved. Lower form Scorpio we're talking here. Lower form Scorpio counts. You know, how fast Harvey Weinstein went down. Donald saying he's smarter than Rex Tillerson, and Rex Tillerson coming forward and saying, you know, I don't know what all you people are, how you people worked around here. Not directly answering if he called him a fucking moron. You know, he didn't say, no, I didn't. He just came out to say, you know, whatever. So
he said that's petty stuff.
Yeah, but that's Scorpio. It's a different, it's a shift. Yeah. So what have you been seeing?
Some clients are breaking through, is I guess the best word.
Mm-hmm.
Others are regressed.
Okay.
I mean, finding any way of ignoring stuff, which is fine. I just haven't seen them. But the ones who are coming, there are significant breakthroughs, and they're working hard.
Yes.
In my personal life, I got an incredibly nice note from a listener that really meant a lot to me, especially yesterday, about finding the places to find truth and hope, because this has been a rough week for me. In terms of outside stuff, swooping in. And I've had to make decisions about where to draw boundaries that are confusing or confront people and go, this doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. I don't feel very connected to anything. Honestly, I feel a little floaty. I don't mean spaced out at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just mean like there's no way for me to make progress. It doesn't feel like I would even know what progress would look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just fully inhabit each moment. You know, without having a clue where it's going.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scorpio, when it doesn't know what to do, it's silent, and it just does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to listen to somebody who's going to be mayor next year.
Of your town?
Yeah. I mean, he's running unopposed. And he's going to each of the little districts and having a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody I know peripherally who I like. And I read that the prior talk had been hijacked by...
protesters?
No, not protesters, but people who, under the guise of protecting the underdog, actually just pitch fits. And they're certainly not the underdogs themselves. And they're quite power hungry. It is different than it looks. Like, one of them runs a not-for-profit and for kids. And she was advertising a program for kids on this social justice. Mm-hmm. And I read the article like four times, and basically it was about how to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. And I wrote back and said, I'd really, like to donate my time for this. But there's a piece missing, which is, I think before you talk about injustice, you have to talk about justice. Mm-hmm. And she canceled the lunch.
Really?
Yeah, she had absolutely. So it was really all about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I know stuff about her that, there's lots of unpaid parking tickets. She's just oppositionally defiant.
Right.
And power hungry. So she had it kind of, she overrode the meeting. It was all about affordable housing. There's nothing anybody can say that is going to work. And this is, so anyway, I went to the thing last night and none of that happened. And I realized that there's so much emphasis placed on things that separate us, mm-hmm. and so little acknowledgement of the ways in which we are connected. Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling to me. Like all the stuff about sexual predators,
mm-hmm.
is not, honestly, it's quite important because we have to treat each other with respect,
mm-hmm.
but I just also talked to somebody last night who had just come back from Texas, and his entire town is completely obliterated.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. And also people who are in Puerto Rico are, it's an old news cycle now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay.
No.
And those are things that connect us.
Yes.
And to watch how we are treating a group of us who really need help,
mm-hmm.
is shameful.
Yeah.
Shameful.
Mm-hmm.
And to get distracted by other stuff that is of less consequence.
Mm-hmm.
We should, rather than, I believe, staking out the homes of sexual predators and giving a lot of attention to the people who come forward, it's like we have to teach children how to treat each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make that a dystonic part of our culture, that it's not acceptable, period.
Right.
I know very few people who have not been harassed,
mm-hmm.
in that way, honestly.
And
most of them don't come forward. It's just an accepted part of our culture that you're going to be predated.
Right.
And that it's very risky to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I did come forward and was not believed. It's happened several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that I was imagining it.
Mm-hmm. You were told you were imagining it?
Yep. Or I was too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened a couple times, and I wonder how many people were victimized after me,
mm-hmm. right.
or before me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't listen. And somebody like you would be like, no, no. And you would speak up.
Yes, I spoke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
a lot of people don't. When the pussy grabbing thing came out, I inquired of the group I speak to every Tuesday how many in this room have been harassed, and virtually everybody didn't
yeah.
raise their hand.
I mean, when it,
I was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when it happened, most horribly, I was quite young, and I was very sedated and in the hospital, so I was like, and tied up to traction. So it was just like a repeating thing. And I didn't say anything. I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I was much older, it happened. It always happens at the hands of the medical professionals. for me, strangely.
Okay.
That's like the unsafe arena. I couldn't even make sense of that it had happened, except when I left, I was shaking. And I remember I was like propped myself up on the side of a building was on Fifth Avenue in the low 60s. And I called Jean and I went, this just happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was nice. But I told the referring doctor and she didn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happened a bunch of other times. So, it takes a great deal of courage, but it has to become dystonic. It's part of our culture. The president was accused of it, and nothing came of that.
The president bragged about it.
Right.
I mean, he didn't,
correct.
It wasn't even he was accused. He bragged about it, and
right.
Then people came forward and
right.
And
what
happened.
What I truly cannot find a way of accommodating is that we're not paying attention to segments of our population who are whole groups of people who are now living without shelter, without medication, without power,
yep.
without water, without food.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not paying attention to groups of people who are all together,
mm-hmm.
how are we going to pay attention to individuals
right.
who come forward as victims?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lack of consciousness and lack of empathy that is unsustainable.
Right.
It's the way I see it. So in my own way, I try to help couples, really. I've noticed that that's who I've been getting,
mm-hmm.
and it's my favorite, find each other again.
Right.
And they're couples who've been really gone from place to place to place and can't. And with some really good stuff's been going on in my office.
Mm-hmm.
But I am truly pulling for them.
Nice.
You know, I can feel what's there. I could, you know, read the energy. So I'm not trying to force people who don't belong together, but when something's gotten in the way, I work hard to try to help them discover it. And, that's my little bit that I see to do, but it feels to me like I should be doing more, is the point.
Well, I think, you know, yeah, but I think you are. You know, people write to our show and talk about it because it's a voice in the, wilderness that says, yeah, you're okay, you're not losing your mind. You know, I was talking about you at dinner last night with a friend of mine who listens to the show, and she's like, I always hear Michael's voice in the pauses, you know, when you say something and he's trying to figure out what to say to you. You know, it's like I hear his voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, I hear his head. She said, I'd like to talk to him. I said, well, you can write him, talk to him. I mean, you got to figure out how to get him. Most people send it to me and I forward it to him, but... You know, he has an address. I can give you his address if you want to mail him a letter. She's like, you know, I think I might write him. I'm like, okay. You know, so because I think, you know, you're having an impact on the people that listen to the show, certainly.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's really where, you know, the energy I was reading on Facebook where people were like, I have to leave. I can't do this anymore. I'm like, no. It's not about you have to fix the whole world.
But leave where?
Well, you know, like that they're feeling overwhelmed with their social, you know, like that just there's just it's like such a tide they can't. The social activism is overwhelming them, and the fighting and the hating people, and you know, just the you know, it's just kicked up the energy.
Right, but what do they want to leave?
They wanted to leave the protesting. They wanted to stop.
Well, I think that may not be a bad idea.
Right. Yeah. And I, you know, but it also is. It's not about the protesting. You can't take on the world. What you can do is you can stand and do. You can just stand and do your part.
If
we all do our part, then we fix it, you know.
That's the art.
People, yeah.
I think is to discern
what your part is.
What your part is. And I went to the meeting last night, even though it wasn't in my area, because I'm not going to be here when it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first person there. Mm-hmm. And then the guy who was running came. Mm-hmm. And he said something about, he referred to what I spoke about it having been
rough.
Sort of taken over. It wasn't rough, but it was just taken over by one issue, and there are many issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how did that happen? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, I guess what I'm asking is, what can I do to help make sure that doesn't happen? Mm-hmm. Now, the last thing that I feel capable of doing at the moment is standing up in front of a group of people. I've always been terrible at it. I'm fine at giving presentations. I've given presentations at Harvard Medical School, the post-grad thing, and I was the facilitator for 2 days. But I could never imagine being in the audience when it's like, does anybody have questions, and asking a question. I just, I don't have that skill.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep my mouth shut. But here I was ready. I got that it was my thing to, if things got hijacked in that way, to really call the person on it by stating facts and shift the conversation so that it didn't get mired down in one, you know, in an agenda that was concealed and unhelpful.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not happen, so I didn't have to say anything. And it was a useful discussion. I learned stuff about this town and about the people in it. And I came away with questions about myself, you know, and my future, because everything's sort of up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good experience that I got, yes, you have to do this if the situation calls for it. And there were a bunch of things that I had to stand up for. And I kind of get this little message like, yes, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bill that was beyond a surprise, that was beyond what I consider to be excessive. And I had to say, and I'd never do some last person earthhood thing, I find this excessive, and I certainly don't want to underpay you,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot imagine what's been done that justifies this,
mm-hmm.
And I'm quite surprised to receive it without having been alerted to, because it's somebody I pay every month, alerted to the fact it's going to be like four times
the size of normal.
Yeah, which is already a lot. So I did that, and I immediately got a reply, let's talk about it when we meet. You know, I'll look at it, and it's a big company, so I think it just gets,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know that it was seen.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of my job, was to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to our building because our apartment building, because you know, we have an amazing apartment, and we have a unique deal there, and they're making half of what they could make. And I basically said, look, if you're willing to buy me out or give me something to leave, you can have the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was going to get back to me within a couple of days. She had to ask somebody else. And a couple of weeks later, I went, okay, now you have to do something. And I wrote and said, I am surprised not to have heard back from you. And I told, you know, I mentioned the couple other things that are actually physical things that needed to happen in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And she did get back to me, but I had to do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wrote a second email saying, by the way, I did ask, and they're not interested in buying you out. And that, I felt a release of the energy. Like I had done
mm-hmm.
what I was supposed to do. The outcome was not relevant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's, I don't know if that's helpful to anybody, but it's not a time to particularly get attached to outcomes.
Right. And also because of the way the energy is, it's so frantic, you will often have to do things two times because people lose track. People are busy. People forget. They hear it and then they get caught up and whatever. So it's not personal. If you have to do it twice, it's also double check. Like I mean, basic stuff with the way my chart sets up. And Rose went out to get something, and I said, bagel with veggie cream cheese. So she came back with a bagel with plain cream cheese. I'm like, it's not veggie. She goes, oh, you want me to go back and get veggie? I said, no. I said, we have to remember we're in double check time. Because everybody's preoccupied. Nobody's paying attention. So when he heard you, he went and got the cream cheese. So, you know, part of your job is to watch him get the veggie cream cheese. Part of his job is to listen better. And both of you were doing something. You were both distracted, I didn't say that to her. Both were distracted, so then the wrong thing happened. And then you go, oh, well, what? And they go, oh, yeah, you know. So that's the energy.
I don't know that that's how I see it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you had the guy. I'll tell you what happened with the bill. They had people that they bill at a lower rate, and normally that person cuts their rates, and whoever took over and did the billing just mailed it out without sending it to them. And that's,
oh, with my bill, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think that they may have put in many, many hours, but they charged as though they'd put in many, many hours, and most of the hours that they put in were bullshit.
Yeah.
And one of them, I had asked me a question about something, and about a client, and he said he's losing sleep over something going on in that client's life that affects their relationship, and the client's in therapy, and you know the whole thing, right? So I tuned in. I came up with an explanation for what's going on. I reframed it to explain it. And he went, oh, that makes sense. And within, the next time I saw it, I said, was that helpful? He said, yes, they're in treatment, facility.
Right.
And what I got last night is even though it happened quickly, like in the space of a couple of minutes, I had to rest afterwards because I had to send my energy through him, through the client, like really decode it. And come up with a solution for a way for them to communicate, not how I would have said it.
Right.
And it wouldn't have occurred to me to charge for that. So it's not an accurate representation of the energy exchange, number one. Because if we're going to use this rule, then let me send the company a bill
for
what I did. Because all these other experts were doing it and nothing was happening. It's getting worse. And I seem to have quickly redirected the energy. So I realized that I'm not a good match for what's going on the planet right now in terms of commerce, because there are a lot of people doing nothing and getting a lot. And whatever I do, it can happen really quickly because it's a read.
Yeah,
but that does not acknowledge how much time it takes or how much energy it takes and what it takes to regenerate.
Right.
You know,
right.
So there's so many different ways that people can start to have a deeper relationship with themselves in preparation for stepping forward, because we have to stop what's going on the planet. You know, like protesting is one thing, but stopping it is something completely different.
Right. So, British lady says 60 seconds.
Yeah. So, I mean, the image I would leave people with, I guess, is I remember when Rachel was little, she would, you know, oh, I don't know, I'll make something up, take like razor blades and go, oh, I'm going to eat this. And I'm going, no, you're not. I can say, no, you're not all I want, but I have to step in and grab her arm and take it away.
Right.
Well, that's kind of where we're at. We have to step in and take stuff away from people who are, they don't know how to use it in a way that's going to keep us all safe.
Right.
If that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Well, I hope that happens soon.
Yeah, me too. So the British lady says we're
good. Okay.
So... I'm out in Utah next day, and so we'll do the show, but we'll talk about the time.
Okay.
So I'll call you later.
Okay.
And we wish everybody, showtime might change next week because I'm traveling, and it's 7 in the morning where I am. But if I wake up and I'm like in New York time.
We'll figure it out.
But
okay.
we'll be here next week. We just don't know what time.
Okay.
And we wish you all a great week.
Yes, everybody.
Enjoy Jupiter's entry into Scorpio. It's going to get more intense, folks.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Michael.